Stars in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJRFM Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
And it's not me, by the way. It's the Postmaster General saying that the post office is going to be cut down to 3 days within 15 years. Easy for him. He'd be retired.
Yeah, with full pay.
He'll be hoping for his pension, though.
Yeah.
That'd be bad.
He'd be waiting by the mailbox.
All right. Last roundup of the comments on the text. Here is Jody.
Text messenger saying, I'm okay with 3 days a week, even if downsizing is through attrition. Somebody else says, my parents would be so angry if they had to pay bills online. How would this affect business days for mortgages, et cetera? Another one, how big will mail trucks need to be to deliver mail 3 times a week? That's a good point. Getting my paycheck in the mail is much more satisfying than a direct bank deposit. It's more significant. Yeah. I wouldn't get packages from my parents in Germany. FedEx is way too expensive. Netflix has movies that are not available online. Everybody's issues with Netflix.
Thank you for that.
It's funny. And, you know, getting my paycheck by mail. I preferred it in the old days when doubloons were
right,
handed to me by the king.
Right, big old sack. 30 pieces of silver, Pontius? 30? Is it really 30?
I put my paycheck in the bank myself.
You like doing it.
I feel it's more significant.
You notice how personal it is for everybody, though?
Exactly.
Everybody's got a different thing.
It's about the experience.
Well, that's why it won't go away.
Yeah.
It's a thousand, a million different reasons that you got to have somebody you can count on okay. Come to your door.
As soon as I walk out of here today, I'm going to stop at a payphone and tell them that that's why it won't go away.
It's that uriny smell.
Because it's something about a payphone. It was Superman and Clark Kent for me.
Was it?
That made the payphone something you can't live without.
This is a great point. Christmas time will be chaos if there was only 3-day postal service.
Yes, because you just have to use the other services that would all spring up and take care of the demand. I hope the Postal Service survives, but I think they should go in the other direction if they want to survive.
3 deliveries a day?
3 deliveries a day, 7 days a week, and...
middle of the night.
Back rub with every package.
That would be nice.
Well, they have to survive because I got a room full of forever stamps, and I'm planning on being cool. Here forever, and so should they.
That's like your post office retirement benefits, too.
You bet.
Forever stamps. Okay, it's 9:07. Quick check-in with news with Jody, and then in a moment, Morrison Boomer, an incredible Pike Place Market band. These guys play not alone with a guitar case. These guys play as a band, as part of the entertainment in one of the best cities in the world to go and see street entertainment. First, Jody.
Thank you very much. So, British Prime Minister David Cameron told Parliament today regarding the phone hacking scandal that he wishes he had never hired former News of the World editor Andy Coulson as his communications director. Now, you know that that was the issue, is that they were interconnected there. Cameron stopped short of admitting full-on error, saying only that knowing what he knows now, he wouldn't have offered this guy a job, and I expect he wouldn't have accepted. So just like Rupert Murdoch, he's saying, look, this is terrible, but is it me? Not so much. Speaking of Rupert Murdoch, he is on his way to the United States as we speak. Seattle drivers might pay $100 more next year to register our cars if voters approve new fees being considered by the city and King County. The money will go to fixing bike lanes, street construction, all the things that we need.
What happened to the Tim Iman? Remember, we voted that the car tabs would be no more than $59 or
right.
Whatever it was.
And they're not.
Ever.
They're not.
They're not.
They just slap additional charges on top of that base.
Hey.
So it's a little right. Bit like your phone bill. Basically.
Right, right.
What Tim Iman said is you can't raise car tabs without people approving through a vote. And that's what they're proposing, is a vote.
Will you vote for it?
Well, I won't have to because I don't live in the city of Seattle. They're proposing, well, there's two things they're proposing. King County on the ballot, there's going to be a $20 car tab fee to keep the Metro buses running.
That you'll have to vote for.
City of Seattle, they want to get on the ballot an $80 fee for bicycles and for pedestrians and for encouraging all these non-car things. Now, I won't...
You sound very hostile with you.
Oh, no. But it's just amazing that bike lanes
people
got on
like
there.
Our guests, the buskers.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they say, at least if you hear the Sierra Club or any of these people that are proposing this, is that, oh, there are a lot of people in Seattle that won't flinch at paying $80 extra.
Just so there can be cobblestones for bicyclists to...
Right. Now, I think I will vote yes for $20 to keep the buses running. I mean, we are broke. And to be honest with you, I got that kind of cash. I mean,
you got 20.
Yeah, 20.
You got 20 to save the world.
Yeah.
You got 20 for the debt ceiling.
At least
I'll give you my 20.
You're the man.
At least to save the bus route that I can walk to. It's much like the post office. There's a certain amount of convenience. Now, I may only use that bus a couple times a year to go into downtown Bellevue,
right.
But it's right there when I want it.
But you'll drop a 20 into that imaginary guitar case for the bus driver.
Right. Yeah. But if you're asking me to pay 80 times 3, I have 3 cars. That's
it's for each car. That's right.
Yeah. That's real money. And if you're only telling me you're using that to develop alternative transportation
to cars,
right, then I might hesitate to vote yes on that one. But fortunately, I don't live in the city of Seattle, so
you don't have to face
that moral
dilemma.
It's not going to come down to me.
Well, I do live in the city of Seattle, and I'm with you. So we'll vote together on that.
We're pretty darn liberal, and we don't like the idea. So
yeah. That's right. Screw the bicyclists.
Okay. I hope none of you guys biked in here, by the way.
In fact, give them all Target T-shirts we can aim for. Right, Jody? Right.
U.S. authorities arrested 16 people yesterday evening on charges that they were part of the hacking group Anonymous. You remember Anonymous. They were the ones that hacked all the sites that were upset about the WikiLeaks scandal. They crippled PayPal as that was the major one. MasterCard was also in there. It was retribution for dropping WikiLeaks as a client. And so Anonymous thought they were all tough and they were anonymous. But they're not. FBI agents arrested 14 people in 9 states, a couple in Washington, D.C., for the PayPal attack last December. So it just goes to show you can hack, but we will eventually get you.
Nice. In sports, not much going on today. A little soccer game,
a little kick them up downtown at the Quest or CenturyLink.
Katy Perry will probably get to first, second, and third base. Hopefully, some Mariners would too.
That ain't going to happen. M's lost in 14 yesterday, 6-5 to Toronto. They'll take on the Blue Jays again today at 4:00. As Bob mentioned, Manchester United will play the Seattle Sounders at the CenturyLink pitch. Good luck getting downtown if you're going for all that. And the NFL is in today. Players will look at a contract proposal, probably vote on that today, and then owners get a look at it next. That may give us a solution to the NFL lockout, which is like 9 weeks old now, by the end of this week. If that does happen, it will give us time for a full schedule, including all the preseason games. If it does happen, then 2 weeks, the next couple weeks, will be the busiest in NFL history.
All right. What's the day that that they actually start having to cancel a game? Is there a deadline, like the dead season?
If it's not done this week, if it's by next Monday they don't have a deal, you cannot get the NFL preseason schedule on track on time.
But week one is only one game. It's the NFL Hall of Fame game, August 7th. It's played in a tiny stadium in Ohio next to the NFL Hall of Fame. Guess what? Owners don't lose any money if that game isn't played. I don't,
So they got a week to fudge it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They might cancel one game.
They don't want the specter of a canceled game in any way, shape, or form. They don't want any canceled games.
Especially on the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. I swear to God, that's going to be...
Now you're right.
That is looming under these owners as, you will appear so un-American, it'll be ridiculous. You'll have trouble recovering. Okay, thank you, Spike. In studio, Morrison Boomer. A band that consists of at least today 4 people. Jeff Lillibold, did I say that right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Acoustic guitarist Jacob Fuller. Hello, Jacob. Andrew Ginn.
Yep.
And Andrew plays the washboard. Andrew wanted to take up the violin, but his parents said, no, the washboard, there's way more openings for washboard. You don't want to be in the Seattle Symphony Orchestra anyway. That washboard, did that come from Abercrombie and Fitch? Because it has holes in it, just like their jeans. Yeah, that's an amazing washboard. Did you wear that in there? Did you wear those holes?
I did.
You did? All right, very cool. Holes. Look at his fingers. Hold on, let's see the fingers.
They're quite worn down.
They're jacked up.
Now, those are, you have fake fingers.
Yeah, they're sewing thimbles.
Those are sewing thimbles, but they're flesh-colored, and that's a little creepy. Okay. Lean down into the microphone when you're talking there. I realize, I'm sorry, I didn't give you your own vocal mic, but the washboard
you
was...
don't give drummers now.
All right. So, anyway, that's a beautiful washboard. Where did you get it?
I got it at an antique store up in Edmonds.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, it's got character. It's got a history too.
It was a lot nicer before.
You'll wash your clothes for you.
All right. You'll wash your clothes. Retired postal worker used to play that, and it's good. Jeff Lillevold, say hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
All right. Jeff sings, plays acoustic guitar. Jacob Fuller again, and Elena Wright. Say hi, Jacob. I'm going to make sure the mics work.
Hello, hello.
And Elena?
Hello.
You're there. Okay.
I'm there.
How did you guys, all right, you guys look like 20-somethings mostly?
Yep.
And did you all go to the Art Institute? Because that's what I found out a lot of people get there that way. How did you guys meet and become street performers?
Jake and I, we moved out here from Minnesota in 05 to play music. We road tripped out here in a van.
Wow.
And just within the last year, we met these two.
No kidding. Yeah. And why would you want to leave Minnesota and go to a place like this?
It's freezing. We thought about the music, but it was mostly weather.
It's freezing. You're busking January in Minnesota.
Did someone confuse us with Hawaii? How did you...
We just took I-90. We didn't want to turn.
Okay.
Our turn signal
anyway, but you knew it was handy here in case you didn't have a place to live. You wouldn't be either freeze or get too hot. Okay.
It wasn't an issue.
And then how did you meet Elena and Andrew?
Craigslist.
Bar.
Craigslist and a bar.
He's wearing a Seattle Drum School shirt.
And Elena, can you tell us about the Craigslist ad? May I ask how old you are?
22.
You're 22.
Yeah.
And you sing.
Yeah.
And you're looking over Craigslist one day, and what'd you see?
Yeah, I was looking for jobs because I just got back from college, and I decided to look in the musicians section and saw their ad. And so
you just met them and
checked them out.
She sang "Come Away With Me." Sing it.
Go ahead, sing a little bit of it for us.
No.
Oh, because she's shy. I like that.
Sorry.
I love a singer who won't sing.
Yeah.
I will not.
So anyway, you met these guys and you started hanging out and performing together, and it's turned into a pretty good groovy thing, right? You guys, 5 years, three albums. I don't know if you've all been with them for 5 years.
No.
Okay, you guys, 5 years. It says you've touched the hearts of people all around the world, but I assume that means people from all around the world who flew into SeaTac. Is that right?
You can go to them. They can do it.
And you usually sell about 20 to 30 albums per hour.
Usually.
Yep.
Wow. You have sold as many as 40-something albums in an hour.
Yep.
And do you make enough money for all of you to have this as your full-time job?
No, you just got to go there and do it. And if you don't want to burn yourself out on it, you don't go. It's just like working. The money's there if you want to go.
We've done it long enough.
Do you all have parents, and do they think you work in software? That was my next question.
Yes, we all have parents. Yeah. They love us.
You do have parents. Every one of you have parents. Yeah.
No, they're very supportive.
Are they supportive and happy with what you do? Okay.
Oh, sure.
Well, this sounds great. Jeff, Jacob, Andrew, and Elena, we can't wait to hear you play. Here they are, Morrison Boomer.
The song's called Easy. It's new.
Life was giving me a hard time, drawing me a straight line downward, calling me a coward, and I was singing only sad songs. All my days were so long and sour till I finally found her. Life was showing me the red light, filling my tree with termites, never knowing when it's gonna stop snowing. And now it's giving me the green bright, I'm driving over stop signs, I'm going anywhere the wind's blowing. You know I think I got this thing down pat, I'm singing louder than I ever, ever, ever have. Build a raft, enjoy the moments as they pass, and as I look back, I will do nothing but laugh. Trees are growing like a forest, flowing over land with the seeds getting carried by the breeze. And stars are glowing while a cold wind's blowing through the night underneath. We lie silent as we're sleeping. Life is easy and I just follow where it leads me, to the mountains or the deep sea, living, loving freely. And now that rain and snow remind me of the pain. I see the leaves on the tree reaching out so I can breathe air. You know I think I got this thing down pat, I'm singing louder than I ever, ever, ever have. Build a raft, enjoy the moment there. singing louder than I ever, ever, ever have. Build a raft, enjoy the moments as they pass, and as I look back, I will do nothing. I will do nothing. I can't do nothing. You know, I think I got this thing down pat. I'm singing louder than I ever, ever, ever have. Build a raft, enjoy the moments as they pass, and as I look back, I will do nothing. I will do nothing. I can't do nothing but laugh.
Ah, yeah.
That's great.
Wow.
Thank you.
That is a lot of character.
Yeah,
that's very cool. It's very genuine and from the heart. I didn't see any lip syncing. There was no.
And auto tune didn't work this time.
Real
drips of sweat
here. You said that's a new song?
Yep.
That's fantastic.
This is your own song. Who wrote the song? You wrote the song. Do you share the publishing when you become really big?
Well, the whole thing is, like, I will write a song or he'll write a song, yeah. And then he brings it to us. And we
you all move it together.
It's a collaboration.
But I mean, have you got representation? Do you have an American Idol contract?
You can jingle it in there. Go, baby.
I'm just serious.
And then the street and ride the bus.
That's the attempt. We're in the internet age now. The old record companies have died. It's people like you that are going to get discovered and become overnight sensations, and you need to get your business in order. I've got a little form. You can sign it after the show. I will look out for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be second on his list of people he's looking out for.
That is so good. Would you do an encore? Usually it's only one song. We'd love it. You had another original song?
Yep.
Or? Okay.
Do you want to do Hand Me Down?
Yeah, whatever your most popular is.
Rise of the Night. Well, we have a song that's our finisher every single time. It's about 6 minutes long. Is that too long?
I'll give you 6 minutes. You guys
are
good enough.
Wow. I love it. You bet.
Fantastic stuff.
I have a number of long songs.
Folks,
the song's called Don't Go Down.
You can see them, Morris and Boomer, at Pike Place Market. Here they go.
As I wait for the sun to set, I take a moment to catch my breath, and the blue skies replace the darkest of clouds to kiss the color of death. It all started when I questioned reality. I looked into the sky. I wandered out of the box I live in, and I asked why. Am I wasting my time looking for answers? Why do we have emotion like cancer? Gotta stand strong, keep my head, but this time I broke down instead. Why does everything beautiful fade away? And why do we number all our days? And why is it so damn hard to change? But we just go on and on and on. Why don't I hear an answer when I pray? And why are waves only waves till they break? Why does every living thing have a fate? But we just go on and on and on. And why am I here? And how'd we just appear? And why does this question bring me to tears? Why am I scared? How'd I get lost in this despair? How can I just be somewhere when I don't know how I got there? Why does everything beautiful fade away? And why do we number all our days? And why is it so damn hard to change? But we just go on and on and on. Why don't I hear an answer when I pray? And why are waves only waves so they break? Why does every living thing have a fate? But we just go on and on and on. On and on. On and on. On and on. I'm looking for the sun, but it's not there. No, it's not there. The lightning pushing me to look away, but I can only stare. I can only stare. It seems like the earth wants me to be frightened, but I'm not scared. No, I'm not scared. No, here comes the rain, here comes the thunder, here comes the sky with all its wonder. It's coming to pull me under, but I'm chasing the sun, and this time I'm not gonna run. That's all I've ever done. Why would I wanna go now anyway? The fun has just begun. Just gotta realize that this world's not some big black hole. Not here to bring me down, give me pain, or take my soul. I mean, sure, sometimes it seems chaotic, but it's all under control, and it's just so good to be alive. I feel so young, like I've just arrived, and so far I feel like I've been deprived of all the best things in life, like I've only survived. And I said enough rain, oh, I said enough rain. These tears need the sun dry, these tears need the sun dry. Oh, I said enough rain. Oh, I said enough pain. Now these tears need the sun dry, and it's time for my sunrise. It's time for my sunrise.
Very good. Very nice. Let me guess, all that part about the rain, where's the damn sun, all of that was written when you moved here from Minnesota. Is that right? Sounds good. Morrison Boomer, Jeff, Jacob, Andrew, and Elena, very nice to meet
Thanks
you. On the text message, wow, beautiful, asks universal questions, tears in my eyes. Is their name Morrison Boomer or Morrison Boomer?
Morrison Boomer.
Morrison,
like Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison. Okay. Are there CDs available online?
Yes. Yep.
They are available online. Just go to that internet thing.
Boomer.com.
Well, go to BobRivers.com. I'm your agent now.
This is where we get this is his taste.
And I'll buy one right now. Is that song on the CD?
That one's on their second CD.
I'll take that one.
Okay, yeah, they need to be famous. In the words of Bob Rivers, fantastic. Apparently I say it like that. They are too good for any of the talent reality shows. Which all would have made you do that song in 90 seconds, by the way. Are they on iTunes? Yes?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Wow.
You've got to get on the Steve Jobs Monopoly bandwagon. And they are great. Love this. These guys need to cut records. If they got a CD, I would buy it. Awesome. Thanks. Where can I pick up the CD? Name of the group playing again? I'm sorry. We're out of time. We can't say the name.
Thank you.
Go to BobRivers.com. We'll give you the name. It's Morrison Boomer at the Pike Place Market. You can see them off. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you.
You're listening. listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7.
Text us at 52309. Get touchy-feely with your very own iPad.
Oh, my gosh!
It's the iPad a Day giveaway.
From Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of all time, 95.7.
I'm so excited!
Listen for Bob Rivers to announce the song of the day every weekday morning at 7:05.
Sleep Country USA is having their free event sale right now, but it ends soon. We're talking free sheets, free bed frame, free pillows. You always get free delivery, free setup, free removal of your old mattress. Now, Sleep Country USA, they changed my life, our lives at home. My wife and I went to Sleep Country USA. We spent the hours it takes to find just the right bed for us, and now we're getting great night's sleep every night. Doesn't matter how you go to bed, stressed, worried, you put your head down, and your body immediately falls asleep. And you wake up refreshed, not achy, not sore. If you've had your mattress for 5 years, most people take that long for you to think about it again. It's not the bed you bought. Your body's not the same it was when you bought your bed. You need a good night's sleep. It's the most important investment you will ever make in your life, your health. Your state of mind is a good night's sleep. There are 70 Sleep Country USA stores all over the Puget Sound area. There's one near you. Call 888-88-SLEEP today. They're employee-owned. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Here in the Pacific Northwest, we're fortunate to produce some of the best food in the country. And since the 1950s, QFC has been the place to get a wide selection of locally grown favorites. One of our most popular offerings is all-natural chicken from the Draper Valley. It's always vegetarian-fed and never contains antibiotics or added hormones. And you can get Draper Valley fresh whole chicken this week for just 88 cents a pound. Blueberries are another healthy choice. So high in antioxidants, we call them one of nature's superfoods. QFC has 2-pound containers of Northwest-grown blueberries on sale for $4.99 each. QFC also works with local dairies to make sure the milk you buy is the freshest possible. Locally produced means it's fresher in your fridge. And this week, half gallons are 3 for $5. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
You can now purchase good-to-go passes at QFC. Purchase one today and you'll save $5 off your next shopping trip. See store for details.
Check out WashingtonOnlineSchool.com today. It's school that fits the way you learn.
Boy, look at these prices for Blu-ray players. They're down to just $129.
And I noticed there's a lot more Blu-ray movies at our rental store.
Well, I think we can afford one now. Which one should we get?
The latest consumer ratings recommend Panasonic, LG, and Samsung.
Great, those are the brands on sale for just $129.
But if we buy one there, we'll be sorry.
Why?
Because Video only has the top-rated Blu-ray players for just $99.
That's $30 less than these ads. Why, that's even lower than the warehouse clubs.
I know. I guess that's why Video Only gets rated so highly among electronics stores.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
Kay was a fearless downhill skier.
It's great.
But she wasn't so brave about having a much-needed hysterectomy until her doctor told her about robotic-assisted surgery. MultiCare pioneered this minimally invasive surgery right here in the South Sound. And this year, our surgeons will complete their 2,000th procedure, more than any other healthcare provider in our area. With robotic-assisted surgery, patients have less pain, less scarring, less downtime, and better outcomes. Kay expected to bounce back quickly, but was amazed when just 3 weeks after surgery, she was back where she loved to be, on the ski slopes. Robotic-assisted surgery is performed at MultiCare Tacoma General Hospital, Allenmore Hospital, and Good Samaritan Hospital. To connect with our program, visit multicare.org. MultiCare. Better connected.
Hear that? That's the inside of your empty ink cartridge.
Not sure how the coyote got in there, but otherwise it's empty, which means no work printouts and no family photos. You could try knockoff ink, where there's probably a guy with a dropper filling old cartridges, or HP ink from Staples. HP has actual scientists striving to create the perfect cartridges, and with HP XL or multi-packs from Staples, you'll save up to 40% over standard cartridges. HP, the number one brand in printing, is the number one value. Staples. That was easy.
For my daughter, everything. A puddle, an anthill, it's filled with possibility. And thanks to her, I've rediscovered some of the things I used to love as a kid. She's helped reconnect me to what matters.
Hey, Dad, race you up the stairs.
Quest is becoming CenturyLink. And CenturyLink is the kind of company that understands the importance of keeping the connections to what you care about strong. That's why we offer more personal service and better broadband, entertainment, data, and voice technologies. Quest is becoming CenturyLink. Your link begins here. Find out more at CenturyLink.com/link.
The coin market in Linwood has seen and heard all the ads you have trying to buy your coins, bullion, and scrap gold, all claiming to pay the highest price. Do we always pay the highest price? No, probably not. But think about this. No one locally has more quality collector coins than the coin market. No one. And the reason they have more is because they pay a fair price every single time. So if you want a fair shake, visit the coin market. 2 blocks east of I-5 at exit 183 in Linwood. The coin market.
When was the last time you admired a beautiful piece of polypropylene? In a world filled with plastic, embrace the natural with renewable, real wood outdoor furniture from Don Willis. Solid wood Adirondack chairs start at just $99. Lake City, Ballard, Tacoma, Federal Way, and DonWillisFurniture.com.
Puget Sound Energy is proud to present Rock the Bulb, the Re-Energize Tour this summer. Join the party and get 10 free CFL light bulbs when you exchange 10 incandescent bulbs at Rock the Bulb events. Keep a lookout for the Bulbmobile and visit PSC.com/Rock the Bulb for more information.
Sherry's, home of Free Pie Wednesday.
The Oldies 95.7 Hot List. Things to see, do, and get this week with Oldies 95.7.
Oldies 95.7 is giving away an iPad to a lucky winner from our Facebook fan page. Like us for your chance to win. More details on OldieSeattle.com.
OldieSeattle.com has your chance to win tickets before you can buy them to the Commodores at the Emerald Queen Casino on October 22nd. Log on right now to win.
The Oldies 95.7 Hot List. OldieSeattle.com. Celebrate Sea Fair with Oldies 95.7.
Get ready for a magical evening at the Alaska Airlines Torchlight Parade. Presented by AT&T and LG. Join renowned comedian, actor, and producer Drew Carey, the 2011 Grand Marshal, for this very special Pacific Northwest tradition. Meet us in the heart of downtown Seattle to celebrate with giant helium balloons, precision drill teams, equestrian units, clowns, pirates, and heart-pounding bands marching down Seattle's 4th Avenue. Enjoy great views in the reserved grandstands. Purchase tickets now at seafair.com or go to oldieseattle.com for additional information.
The season of Seafair. The kid in all of us can't wait for it.
Come see the parade July 30th.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day on 95.7.
Katy Perry in town tonight, big concert, and it's about 9:37:38. Fascinating. All the years I've lived here in Seattle, and the Pike Place buskers have never really been on my radar as, you know, like that would be a place for great talent. We're getting help, though, because each great one we meet, Luciana says, who are the other great ones? So there are probably a couple, you know, that sound a little more like Bill Murray saying,
I used to throw fish, but now I play this. I lick all your money. I wish it was sunny. Come on, man. Give it up for a player out here. Come on. I got to eat a little coffee bean or something. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that it's got to be some bad
ones. Then you trip back to Des Moines, where fat people live, I guess, without money in their pocket.
But we haven't heard any of the bad ones.
Don't say that out loud, because then we're going to get a bad one.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what Luciana's screening process is, but I'm not going to get involved. It's fantastic. It's going great.
I met this little Argentinian woman, came over looking for talent. I said, it's me. Dump that guy. He doesn't even drive. Bring me to the Bob Rivers show.
It's me.
It's me.
Wait till you hear Joe's song. Ben is working on it. We might get some listeners working on it, too. I don't know if anybody took you up on the offer, Pat.
Yeah, actually, yesterday I emailed the clip to somebody and says it's probably next week we're going to have it on here, too.
Okay. Ben says early next week, too. What we did is we took Joe just talking about Applebee's menu, and Ben is going to turn it into a hip-hop song with auto-tune. And Ben's wife is a really good singer. She'll like that guy, $1,000 bar or whatever his name is.
50 Cent?
No, Eminem. Whatever. Like that guy, she'll do like the female singing the chorus.
Meatball.
Exactly.
Meatball. Ooh, I thought to put cheese on it. Stuff meatballs.
She could just sing Meatball, and it would be very funny.
Speaking of singing in Argentinian women, I was surprised at Luciana and Jody yesterday in the rehearsal.
It is time to give them props.
They're in a band now.
Did you tweet and Facebook everybody and what you said when you were at the practice yesterday?
That I was in a band now? Yeah. Yep. Yes, I did. I put it on my Facebook page.
Listen, folks, we have not been belaboring the point on the show because we were practicing. But Spike and the broadcasters.
Spike and the Imposters, I think.
Is that the word we selected?
I don't know. Yeah. I saw somebody post that. I thought it was funny, but you can call it whatever you want.
Whatever you want to call it, it's the show without Jeff, Lynn, Aaron, and Dudley. It's the show without our big name rhythm
talent
section.
Talent.
I vote for the Scabs.
We're the Scabs. Spike and the Scabs.
Oh, yeah. No.
In any event, we are we rehearsed yesterday for the first time with everybody, because it's all been about Eric learning to play the bass. And then when we went, oh, wow, he might actually play the bass, Eric and Pedro worked out, and I went, oh, I have to start to learn this song. And I learned the Wurlitzer part, the piano part. And yesterday we all got together, and the girls sang. And just give them a preview of your part. It's just, heard it through the grapevine, not much longer would you be my... are you shy now?
Now she's young, look at her go, man.
Are you shy all of a sudden?
Who?
You.
No.
Oh, okay.
You gotta give him a one and a two. You gotta give him a count.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Heard it through the grapevine, not much longer would you be my baby.
Anyway.
People don't see Jody dancing, by the way.
They don't know.
Jody cannot sing without really moving around.
Yep. Yeah, it's good.
It's called fancy squirming.
And it's called stage presence. It's fantastic. So as it turned out, when you bury that in behind a band, it sounds fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. The fancy squirm, really?
And it was really, after 10 o'clock yesterday, it was a show moment because we realized that we got all the way through a song ourselves. And Eric... How was that for you? Was that psychologically? I mean, I know you don't think you have psychology. I know you think you're very logical about everything. But emotionally, you have emotions, right?
Last time I checked.
Yeah. Emotionally, for you, playing the song with the band from start to finish, we did it like 5 times. How did it feel?
It seemed like we can actually pull this off.
Yeah.
For me, it felt... kind of like a completion of sorts, because I have been practicing in a vacuum for almost a month now. And now I get to see how it all fits together, and I feel like it's been a great team-building experience for all of us.
And yeah, it actually has. I mean, I've been faking actually enjoying your company up until yesterday. But did you feel like you learned at an accelerated pace by playing with the band you're going to actually play with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's one thing to play just with Pedro, and that's difficult enough to make sure that I'm in time and so on. But then when you have all these other pieces, and when you play the piano, you've got this kind of swingy jazz thing going on that if I were to listen to you, that would completely throw me off. So
you have to not listen to me, which is very similar to the show, then. The less you listen to me, the better the whole thing sounds.
Right.
Okay.
Are we the only morning show where every member is a part of the band? I mean, there are some shows
in the entire universe, I believe we are.
We are.
No, I don't believe any morning show has ever been... a lot of morning shows have done... Well, I shouldn't say a lot. There's 3 or 4 around the country that have done something similar to Spike and the Impalers. Jonathan Brandmeier, a legendary Chicago radio host, was one of the first. John in the suit coats or trench coats or something, he used to call his band, and they would do what we do. They would put thousands of people. They would open up for somebody usually, and then they would do their own shows, and they would bring out thousands of people to come and see it. That's one of the first. But it was just all about the star, Johnny.
Right.
Jonathan Brandmeier would come out and sing, and he'd hire whoever he wanted to for musicians. And then who else had a band? Someone else. Oh.
Well, inspired by us, I think Ace and TJ, a show over on the East Coast in Carolina, they put together a band. And Ace is a great singer.
Yeah.
And there's no shortage of great musicians in the South to draw from.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about everyone on the show, and that's the only
people
in the band.
There is no other radio show in history, I believe.
Producers, sidekicks, everyone.
But I, as much as you enjoyed saying I'm in a band.
I am in a band.
Yeah.
And she'll cut you if you say different.
One song.
Yeah, I'm in a band, though.
Yeah, you are.
I was at band practice yesterday, wasn't I?
As in one trick.
Yeah. I was at band practice, wasn't I?
I was.
Yes, you were.
I could have been doing something else. I know. It was at band practice. Just puts me in a band.
You were at band practice. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's fun. So we'll practice again. And we have a bunch of days now. It's not like it's this Friday. It's next Friday. So imagine how less not good it'll be by then.
Yes.
And I gotta say, we didn't suck.
It wasn't that bad.
We went through the whole song without saying, no, that's wrong, stop.
No.
We did not suck.
You girls sang in key.
We did.
Yeah. So.
why do you sound surprised? I mean.
I know. I got a name for the band. Stage Fright. Let's call it Stage Fright. Let's see how that goes. No, it was great. It's going to be fantastic. See, I'm like Gollum. I go between the guy who says it's going to be horrible and the guy who says it's going to be good. It's very difficult for me to maintain a positive.
It's a fabulous outdoor disaster waiting to happen. It's going to be the greatest moment I ever put a gun in my mouth. I'd say torn is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, because I know how hard it is for these players who put in 10,000 hours times a gazillion. To be that good. But we're only doing one song. It should be great. Spike and the Imposters will get on stage with Spike and the Impalers next Friday night at Tulalip Amphitheater Casino. I should remember to tell you that one of the biggest, best announcements about this show is our opening act. Steely Dan tribute band Nearly Dan actually agreed to come out and do it because they love the opportunity and they're, I mean, they play around the world as Steely Dan's like best cover band, best tribute band to Steely Dan
easily.
Ever in history.
Yeah, and they fill venues on their own. They played a show at Triple Door,
yeah,
which is a phenomenal hall in Seattle, and they rock the joint.
So for next Friday night, which Scott Sistek from Como Television just assured us was going to be the only day of summer, the one day summer,
right?
Please join us at Tulalip.
And I'm going to give you another reason to go. August 2nd is a dead ceiling deal. If that doesn't happen, the collapse of the country will occur. So that's probably your last concert you would ever see in this country taking place. So you better go.
Wow. I hadn't realized there was so much impending doom.
We'll all be on stage in China after this. Okay. Terrible disaster. And Joe wants to do a quick, is there anybody out there? This happened in Coral Springs.
Florida.
A dad tried to remove a cast from his son's arm. With a circular saw.
No.
Yep.
Cut off his kid's fingertips. He's our dad of the day. Lawrence Roberts had a cast on his arm. Sunday, Roberts decided it's time to remove it. He got a 10-inch. You know, you don't want to pay for a doctor visit. There's a $15 copay.
Beer money!
He got a 10-inch circular saw, cut the cast off, but... Goodbye, thumb, God. Index finger, and he was arrested and charged with first-degree aggravated child abuse. Could get up to 30 years in prison. So as bad as this is, you know, the punishment be severe, and
good.
I don't think he deserves 30 years, but because it was an accident.
You maimed your kid because you're a moron.
Yes.
Well,
I'm not arguing with that.
What,
30 years?
Yeah.
30
you know, probably
years,
the best 30 years of his kid's life.
How bad do you think he feels? First off, he lives in Florida.
Yeah.
You got to take that into account. In
you're right.
This could only have
that by Florida.
Florida.
Okay.
It's an accident.
Yeah, it's an accident.
You're
Joe,
a moron.
How many years do you think he should get?
He's a teenage kid. It's not like a 2-year-old he's doing this to. The teenage kid probably said, this thing is itching me, bugging the heck out of me. Yeah. And dad said, well, here, let's just get rid of it.
He could put on those sewing thumbs and learn to play the washboard. He'll be fine.
But I'll tell you, this is extremely common. Just 3 days ago, I was talking to a nurse who was telling me that she got a call from a guy who was complaining about his arm hurting. And she says, well, is the cast bothering you? And he said, I cut it off. And she says, well, duh, no wonder your arm hurts. People do it too soon. They get rid of the cast because it's bugging them.
So Joe suggested, as a public service announcement, we say, is there anybody out there
who practiced home cast removal? And how did that go for you?
Is this a thing?
Yeah,
I believe it is. Oh, absolutely.
I did it.
You should have been here the year that we did home dentistry.
What?
We got this guy called Bottom Tooth Hayes came out. I couldn't wait to go with such and he whistled every.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, home dentistry is huge. Dogs and doorbells, home dentistry, huge. And by the way, the reason nobody called about migraines this morning is our phone was broken and we didn't know it.
Oh.
Yeah. And we get some. What it is our signal gets far into the hills. All the way to like Morton.
And I can understand. I mean, a cast eventually. I've never had a cast, by the way, but I think it would get to be overbearing, and at some point you figure
you
it
just want to take
go.
The cast off. Has anybody out there practiced home cast removal? We have 4 minutes, so Eric, screen them fast. The number is 877-901-0957. First up, line one, Casey in Bremerton. Hello.
Hey. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, well, about 6 years ago, I had got a season pass to go snowboarding at Stevens Pass, and I broke my foot snowboarding, and I figured my snowboard boot was pretty stiff, so I had cut that off.
Okay, I've got to cut you off. I hate to do that, but that's really funny. How did that work out for you?
It doesn't move as good as my other foot.
Oh, weird.
Permanent then. Okay.
So, thank you.
You might have screwed yourself up.
Need to snowboard
forever.
Really bad.
Yeah.
877-901-0957. Anybody out there practice home cast removal? Eric, I've only got 4 minutes, so jam them through. It's Jim in Linwood. Jim, go ahead. How did it go for you?
Well, it went pretty good. I was going to go inner tubing with my cousin down on the Green River, and I had a broken ankle, and I sat on the edge of the river and beat it off with a rock.
Come on!
And now, Please. Can you tell me about the home cast removal? Thank you. Bob in Seattle, we only have 3 more minutes. Bob in Seattle, did you practice home cast removal, and how did it go?
Hey, good morning, guys. I used a Dremel. I had a cast all the way up past my upper bicep, all the way down to my arm, and I used a Dremel so it wouldn't go deep.
That's how you
and
do it.
It worked a Dremel. Like a charm.
Dremel's a drill with detachable heads for grinding, sanding, cutting. It's a small blade. He's right. You can, you know, because a cast is a quarter inch of plaster by right, a half right. inch of cotton and then skin. You don't take a 10-inch circular saw.
So you did a good cast. Job.
No, Dremel all the way down came right off in about 5 minutes.
Good job. All right, for anybody listening, don't do what he did, even though he says it works. Ken in Bellevue, you're up next. Did you practice home cast removal?
Yeah, I fractured my ankle. I took off my cast with my parents' hedge clippers when I was turning 21.
How did it go?
Well, I got it off fine, but when I went to go down the stairs, I fell. Just pulled it underneath me, and I fractured my wrist.
Ooh. Attaboy.
Well, at least it was your wrist, and you're not calling us as Chaz Bono's friend.
Oh, all right.
Thank you. Mac in Edmonds. Mac, hello.
Yeah, I'm in Edmonds. Anyways, I had one on my leg, and I decided it was itching me too, and time to take it off, not that I went past the time. So I sat on the front porch, and lo and behold, I live on a busy street. I'm cutting a cast off with a handsaw. You could feel it get down to the gauze and everything, cut it off easy. But while I was halfway through, car was watching me. I got a stop sign in front and rear-ended the car in front of me.
You caused an accident in front of your house.
Yeah.
With the bomb.
Caused an accident in front of the house. And the lady had no excuse except told the police officer that she was watching me cut the cast off with the handsaw.
And do you feel responsible in any way?
No.
Didn't think so.
Here.
Mike in Seattle, hello. Home cast removal.
Hey,
well, we did home cast removal, but there was alcohol involved, so it ended really bad. My buddy actually broke his foot, and we actually were decided to take the cast off. He had it on long enough. We decided to use a 9-inch penny nail and a hammer. And we started chipping at it, and he's like, well, it's not working. Hit it harder. So I hit it harder, and we actually drove it through, cast, through his foot out the bottom of the cast.
Mm. Home cast removal seems to be something mostly men do. I don't know if you've noticed.
I haven't heard a lot of moms calling.
There was one gal named Catherine, but her cell phone crapped out, so I will get you her answer if she can call back. But first, here's Dave in Friday Harbor. Hello, Dave.
Good morning. Hey, 30 years ago, I fell off the backside of a big lathe. Anyway, I went to get up, and I fell down again. So they took me up to hospital. They wrapped this ankle up real good with an ACE bandage, put me on crutches. When the swelling went down, they put a cast on it. Well, the cast kept me up for, God, days and days and days. And after I hadn't slept, well, I cut that cast off. Well, I walked fine, so it all turned out good.
Thank you, Dave. I was hoping for a happy ending. Adam Richman from Man vs. Food will be on our website today by BobRivers.com. Also, did you like Morris and Boomer? All the information about them and director Joe Cornish of that new movie, Attack the Block. All of that stuff at BobRivers.com today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. On tomorrow's show, another Pike Place busker, James Coates in person.
Listening to the Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7,
the greatest hits of all time.
Cancer. It's no longer a death sentence. In fact, it's not a sentence at all. It's just a word. Like malignant is just a word. Metastatic, a word. Colorectal carcinoma. Okay, that's more of a phrase. And in Swedish, we have words to throw back at all of them. Fighting words. Like brachytherapy, which can reduce breast cancer radiation treatment from weeks to days. Or CyberKnife, a device that destroys cancer tumors while sparing surrounding healthy tissue. At Swedish Cancer Institute, we use words like collaborative, cross-functional, and multidisciplinary, because our cancer specialists are all of those things. And with so many advanced therapies, we can and do use words like remission, eradication, survival, and often cure. Because after all, cancer is just a word. But it's Swedish. It doesn't have to be a sentence. Listen to free podcasts about our innovative cancer services at swedish.org/cancerpodcasts. That's swedish.org/cancerpodcasts.
Are you making a sandwich?
You want one?
On the new granite countertop? I don't think so.
When Carrie Fields and her husband decided to put in a new kitchen, they came to U.S. Bank.
Kids, stop lurking around the fridge.
But we're thirsty.
That's what the sprinkler is for.
But it's raining out.
Even better.
U.S. Bank recommended a home equity line of credit with a low introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for 9 months. Then it varies with Prime.
It's still got that new stove smell.
How about a roast chicken smell?
With potatoes. And broccoli.
Okay.
Really?
No, not really.
A low rate and no closing costs made it easy to cook up a kitchen that's beautiful and functional.
Can we at least have cereal?
Deal. Just use a placemat.
Picture what you can do with a home equity option that's right for you. Visit any U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com, or call 888-444-BANK. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Some restrictions may apply. Offer subject to normal credit approval. For details about credit costs and terms, call 888-444-BANK or see your U.S. banker. Home equity loans offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, ND, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Betty from Baltimore writes, I've heard you say it's easy to have Geico help with my homeowner's insurance, which sounds really great, but I'm not so sure I'm ready for the change.
Appreciate the correspondence. What are you waiting for, though, love? It couldn't be easier to get Geico to help you with your homeowner's insurance, and it could save you a good bit of money.
Especially if you've already got Geico auto insurance.
That's right. Then you could save even more with our multi-policy discount.
If that doesn't make you feel better, I don't know what will.
Call Geico today. You could save even more when Geico helps you with your homeowner's insurance.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be
like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you buy locally, you're not just helping support your Northwest neighbors, you're also helping the environment, cutting down on pollution and carbon emissions, and making the Northwest an even better place to live. And best of all, it's easy to shop local and get everything you need in one stop at Fred Meyer. Freddy's carries foods and products from hundreds of local suppliers, and you can count on us for great buys on your favorites. This week, we've got beautiful organic blueberries arriving fresh from Sela, Washington, and 2 pints are just $5. Bob's Red Mill is just down the road in Milwaukee, Oregon, and right now you can save 30% on selected varieties. And that's just the beginning. You'll save on Foster Farms chicken, kettle chips, Tillamook cheese, and lots more. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Have a prescription to fill? Bring it to Freddy's. Now through August 6th, transfer your prescription to the Fred Meyer Pharmacy and get $25 loaded onto your rewards card. Good for your next purchase. Just bring in your prescription bottle to see if it's eligible.
Act Theater brings you a stimulating comedy, In the Next Room or The Vibrator Play, July 29th through August 28th, when a prim Victorian doctor invents an extraordinary device for treating hysteria in women. His increasingly dejected wife must see what the buzz is all about. Tender to farcical, this smart comedy ponders love, sex, marriage, intimacy, and how electricity came along to fuse them. In the Next Room or The Vibrator Play, July 29th through August 28th. Tickets at acttheater.org.
Hey, it's Spike from The Bob Rivers Show. There are some things in life that you don't want to miss. One of these things is MeTV on KVOS. Classic TV, the shows you grew up with. For me, it was Happy Days, The Andy Griffith Show, Hawaii Five-0, and the list goes on and on. You don't see this cool stuff on just any station. There's not reality TV here. It's the Fonz, Barney Fife, and Perry Mason, my pals. In Seattle, Tacoma, find MeTV KVOS on Comcast Channel 72. In the North Sound, Channel 12, and Channel 35 on the dish. Check it out.
Hey, you know what's great? Cruising in that lane over to your left. You know what's greater? Driving a German-engineered car built for cruising. And right now, during the Volkswagen Autobahn for All event, they have amazing deals on cars built for it. You know what's even greater? Getting to your local Volkswagen dealer before these lease deals end, like $179 a month on the 2011 Jetta, offered for a limited time during the Autobahn for All event. You know what's greater? Cruising home in your new Volkswagen.
Get ready for the left lane. The Volkswagen Autobahn for All event is back. Hurry in and lease the Jetta S for $179.